Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, Marks, welcome to 2017. We're still doing this. It's another year, and we're still sitting across from each other.
Damn sure we are.
Goddamn right we are. I sounded hot as fuck in that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
I sounded very sexy, didn't I?
Very seximified. do like a sweet R&B voice for me right now.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Do it with, like, normal volume.
Oh
yeah!
Oh yeah, baby!
There we go. I'm actually checking your levels.
My levels. I checking fucking knew you were. What is going on, Matt?
Yo, what is up, man? It's good to be here.
How are
good
you,
to
sir?
Start. It's good. I feel good. It's pretty great. 2017.
You had a bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, took a little break. I contemplated doing a best of show, and that's a lot of work.
Yeah, fuck
so
yeah.
It's just like no.
Well, that's technically what the show is. This is our annual Smarkies episode.
Yeah, yeah,
so we go through, it's not best of us, but it's best of the year and what we went through this year and what wrestling we were forced to watch and the best of that.
You did a sweet unboxing video.
I did.
In the meantime.
I'm wearing that shirt.
Yeah, too. I noticed.
My P1 shirt.
Jeremy got a Loot Crate, WWE Crate.
Hell yeah.
What's it called?
A Slam Crate.
Slam Crate.
Yeah.
And so if you guys haven't checked it out on the YouTube, go to the YouTube, check it out. We got a couple of comments on that. I don't know if you saw the comments.
Yeah, I saw a couple from you, dickhead. I'm debating setting up a subscription for the Wrestle Crate with from ProWrestlingTees.com because you get like three shirts for like $35.
Nice. Oh, and that is true.
Yeah,
that
it's not true. Bad. I mean, $10 a shirt is really not bad. And then they've got an additional one for, I think, $9.99 a month. And they send in, like, wristbands and pins and stuff like that. But you're guaranteed to get an autograph from either a legend or an indie wrestler.
Or me.
Or Matt.
No, I'm just kidding.
Just a mushroom print.
Mushroom print.
I kind of cleansed the palate last week.
Or a little starfish
print. I did not watch.
Spread them.
Your butthole. I did not watch any wrestling last week.
You know what? It was nice. I think I watched Raw and SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
I knew that NXT was going to be the Osaka show.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it happened like over a month ago already.
Yeah,
so I really didn't feel
news.
Invested. I did watch Lucha last week because it was just kind of like, hey, let's watch Lucha. And that was it because I knew Impact.
Date,
I knew
you know?
Impact was going to be just whatever, the same thing. And
I watched just kind of stuff on the internet and kind of kept up with what was going on. Read the headlines and stuff like that, but I did not watch any wrestling last week.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of us having a week off. And just between getting Final Fantasy for Christmas and wanting to only play that and not do anything else in life.
You got to get that done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Priscilla, my wife, she was sitting there last Monday and I was just letting her watch TV. We were home and I was just like, I'm not even going to bother. You know, I'll watch Raw tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like at 7:30 or it's halfway during Raw, our time. She's like, oh, shit. She goes, oh, shit, it's Monday. Don't you want to watch your show? I'm like, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it.
She's like, what is this you?
And she's like, what is happening?
I haven't seen this you for 3 years.
I go, no, I was like, we're taking a break. I was like, don't worry about it. And she goes, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then I think, that was last Monday was Scarlet Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was getting like Twitter update after Twitter update because big Scarlet fan, so are you. And so the Smart Marks Twitter was going a little crazy with notifications. And I was like, well, what's going on? I was like, Scarlet Bordeaux was on Raw?
Yep.
And I was just like, oh, that's awesome. And she's like, oh, do you want to watch? I was like, no, I'm good.
No,
I'll
still
see
okay.
It later. I'll see you later. I was like, I know she's going to get killed. So.
And see, that was my thing is I fucking for once have a game that my wife is interested in. So she's like, no play. Are you sure? Because I don't really want to watch Raw. I want to watch you play. I'm like, no, totally. Like, we're going to take advantage of this right now. We're going to run, strike while the iron's hot right now.
Yeah.
But I did watch some this week. I got some wrestling watch this week. Watched some Raw. Watched some SmackDown. Raw was okay. SmackDown was even better. Last week,
as the case,
we picked the wrong week to take time off, apparently. First time ever in history, SmackDown beat Raw in the ratings.
Yeah.
You know, you can thank Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys for that. Raw went head to head with Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
No, I'm not giving them the benefit.
No,
of the
we're
doubt.
Giving them the credit.
No, I'm not.
We are. I'm giving them the credit.
Who did they play?
Lions, wasn't it?
The Lions.
Yeah, but right now the Cowboys are the biggest. Regardless if you're a fan or not, Cowboys are the biggest draw for the NFL right now.
I'm putting a time code in there and for been, my friend Joe to listen right? to the show. So Joe, tune in at 5 minutes and 5 seconds.
Just to hear you fart through it. But I am betting that is 100% why Raw lost in the ratings. Right they now. Went up against a strong Monday Night Football game. So the Lions suck. But
keep talking. I'm writing him right now.
To tell him when to listen?
Yeah, listen.
Dickhead. But did you catch any of the new show on the network? What is it? The Bring It to the Table or whatever the hell it was called?
No, but I love the idea of because it's Peter Rosenberg. Yeah. And it's like the most legit show they have
it's
on the network.
It's essentially like
No, you know what it is? It's essentially the podcast, just in ESPN format.
Yeah, it's part of the
I
interruption.
Absolutely love.
It's straight up PTI, and they sit down. He sat down with Paul Heyman and JBL. I watched most of the episode, and he's just asking them like non-kayfabe questions. And I'm sure they're keeping it kind of kayfabe on the show since it is on the network. But he's asking them straight up questions. He's like, you know what? A lot of fans are pissed off because James Ellsworth is in SmackDown, and you've got NXT stars that should deserve that. Why? And then JBL is like arguing for him. He's like, you know what? We found this guy and we got him from his job at the San Diego Zoo where he was a tortoise. We got him out of a shell. And he's like, and that's legit what JBL is saying. But he's like, no, honestly, he's like, the guy's bringing in ratings. People are enjoying watching him. Why is this even a question right now? And it's non-kayfabe questions with kind of kayfabe answers.
I saw the, I like the idea of him asking about Hulk Hogan, like, when is Hulk Hogan coming back? Is he ever going to come back? Like, that's the first time we've heard his name mentioned.
They were talking about Conor McGregor. Yeah. They were talking about, they talked about whether or not it tarnishes Undertaker's streak to have Lesnar lose as quick as he did. And Paul Heyman turned it into, of course, a kayfabe answer. He's like, you're the only person I've ever heard that say Goldberg beat Brock Lesnar in less than a minute and a half. He's like, all the headlines read Lesnar lost to Goldberg in under a minute and a half. So who's the first name? Who's the headline? Still Lesnar. He's like, tell me who wins. And it was a kayfabe answer, but it was
Heyman's always in character.
Yeah, it was interesting. They've piqued my interest with it.
That's
to say
cool.
The least.
Yeah, I do want to watch the show.
And we're just going to kind of run through a little bit of what happened this week, and then get to our year end awards. We got the return of Tajiri.
Yes,
on 205
Live.
So that's awesome. Oh, and one of the questions Rosenberg asked was if he said 205 Live airs after SmackDown. A lot of what people are worried about is fans that sit there through it. Some of them are kids who have to go to school. You know, and that arena may empty out. What does it benefit? Is it negative for them to go on after Raw when the crowd's not so, or after SmackDown when the crowd's not so hot? And JBL replied, he's like, you know how many times I wrestled The Undertaker after SmackDown or after Raw? He's like, and the fans enjoyed it. He said, pretty much my entire career, I wrestled Undertaker after the show was over.
Yeah.
He's like, if you cannot follow the main show and keep people interested, then maybe you shouldn't be on that show. It's like, okay, that's, I guess, a legit.
Duly noted.
Yeah. I mean, he brought a good point to it. We saw Dean Ambrose is now your 2-time IC champion.
Yep.
That was a good match. Good match. I love the storyline. I love what happened with Maurice. Even better than that, I loved Miz's meltdown on Talking Smack afterwards, which this one's obviously scripted, but it was well done. Very well done. Raw, we ended up with more Shark Cage teasing. Push that toy, Matt. Push that
Gotta
toy.
Gotta do it. Gotta sell Mattel.
Mick Foley
do
has
it.
A terrible haircut.
Was that really his hair?
Yeah, it's gotta horrible. Be right. Or did he shave it? And that's just I don't know, man.
It's a shame when someone who has a full head of hair does
butchers
that
it like that
to their head.
And he didn't even cut,
me and
like,
you
comb it well.
Struggling.
I'm fucking envious of the head of hair that he has, and it looks like that.
Struggling to maintain what we have.
Yeah, he
to
didn't.
Keep.
He fucking
and
looked
he go,
weird.
He
and as thin as he's gotten, too, he looks sickly now.
It's weird.
Should have kept the beard,
like
Mick.
It. Yeah.
Should have kept the beard. I love that he wrote the name down of the city and still tried to botch it. Tried to revert him as Jacksonville, and they were in Tampa.
Yeah. Fucking Mick Foley.
How great was the sign?
Fucking Mick Foley.
How great was the sign in the ring for the Kevin Owens show?
Oh, the sign guy?
Fucking great, right?
Great, yeah.
I laughed so hard at that.
Hashtag that sign, though.
Right? That was your hashtag? Because no, I wasn't watching Raw Live, and I saw you put that, and then I went back. I was like, okay, that's got to really be
good.
It.
I was just sitting there. I was like, wait, that guy is a sign.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Raw was kind of passable. SmackDown was good. We had a good SmackDown again.
Yeah. Tis the case.
Right?
Always the case is you got a good SmackDown.
Are you ready to go over some awards, sir?
Yeah, let's pull them up, man. Let's pull up these awards and pull them out and show
them out.
Whip them out and just do the helicopter and let everybody just bask in the glory of these Smarky Awards.
So we did it a little different this year. wrong with me. Normally, we bask in the glory. Normally,
drink it in, man.
Normally, Matt and I just have winners already pre-plucked.
Yeah.
So what Matt and I did is we put together some nominees. And we'll discuss these nominees. We'll select our winners.
This is essentially our Boner Jams 2007.
Yeah, this is just a way of us to Boner Jams. God, I love that movie. Not Boner Jams. Well, I mean Boner Jams. I do love 40-Year-Old Virgin. This is our way to at least give credit to the ones that we weren't selecting.
Remember Jock Jams?
That was good runners.
Jock Jams?
Hell yeah.
Why don't you just come back and just call it Boner Jams?
Jock Itch Jams.
People would buy it.
Hell yeah.
Put it on Spotify. Call it Boner Jams and then just...
I wonder, okay, so I have Spotify on my phone. I'm just going to look up Boner Jams.
Type in Boner Jams.
Yeah, and see if there's a playlist called Boner Jams.
It has to be, right? Yeah. I mean, we're only 10 minutes in. We can go off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jams with an S or with, okay, jams, no, that's Boney Jams.
So Jeremy put together a sweet-ass list of, some some names here.
Boner Jams 2K15, Boner Jams 03, Boner Jams 03, Boner
great.
Jams.
That's great.
There's at least 30 playlists on Spotify named Boner Jams.
Spotify.
Someone has Breaking Benjamin on their Boner Jams.
Spotify users, you do not disappoint me.
Someone drew a dick for their album cover for Boner Jams
2.0.
All right. It's
nice and veiny.
Spotify, great job.
Good job.
Great job, Spotify. Yeah, so we put together a list of nominees. We'll run through the nominees real quick and then,
the categories. Jeremy put down here in our Google Docs, favorite entrance, best entering moment, debut/return of the year, breakout or breakaway star of the year, underrated or worst book, maybe both. Overrated.
Yeah, they're essentially one in a hand or best, one in the same.
Best show, best in show, best special event, match of the year, tag team of the year, female wrestler of the year, and male wrestler of the year. And then so, we'll end with bold 2017.
Yeah, we'll come with some predictions for 2017 between the two of us.
Which I think I went on a Twitter rant.
You did.
Maybe 2 weeks ago or before.
You were predicting the hell out of Raw.
You know what it was? I think it was the Raws.
You were trying to book that Raw before it ever happened.
I almost did a good job.
You were pretty goddamn accurate. Like, I was impressed when we were watching. Yeah. I was like, he's got
it was
this.
It was all over the place.
For a minute, like, when things were kind of going the way you said, I was like, holy shit, did they leak a script and he's just fucking with people right now?
No, the part that got me messed up was on the cruiserweights. Mm-hmm. It was just the next night, which, I mean, shit.
Got it, though.
Okay, so favorite entrance of the year, man. You got down here Finn Balor, NXT Dallas. To bring that back, that's when he showed up in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre outfit. New Day at WrestleMania.
That was the first introduction of the Bootios box.
They had the box, and they were basically cereal. Charlotte at Hell in a Cell. And then we have Nakamura's debut at NXT Dallas.
Yep.
Fine,
so Charlotte Hell in a Cell was, correct me if I'm wrong, I put that on there. That's the one where she was carried out to the ring, right?
Yeah.
On the
throne?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I selected that one. I thought that was really good. I mean, these are all great, and it's really hard for me to select one out of these four. But in my personal opinion, I'm going with the New Day at WrestleMania, only because if you've seen any shots of live events since, they still use the Bootios box at live events. So they've used that constantly since WrestleMania. And plus, I'm a big-ass Dragon Ball fan, so having them in the turtle armor was really cool.
And they were dressed as Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
So.
But that box has been used since. We haven't seen it on TV, but it's been used at live events ever since WrestleMania. So it's kind of a lasting thing. And someone had to ship that box and someone has to take that box from town to town.
It's somebody's job. Like, they hired somebody. They're like, get the box guy.
Yeah.
Get the box guy.
And we marked out. I thought it was really cool. It was creative. Yeah. I liked it a lot. That's probably Finn Balor at NXT Dallas. That made it in the game.
Yeah, it did. Now
it did.
Now it's the default.
And the Nakamura one at Dallas is the one where they had the lone violin player.
No, that's his debut. Right? That's his debut was in Dallas. That's right. I picked that one because I put that one on there because it was the first time we all saw Nakamura. It was the first time we heard the violin hit, and they don't do it anymore. But when he debuted, when the violin hits that little down, that little like that little drop, the Nakamura name just went across the screen and like just went and faded. Yep. And they don't do that anymore on the shows, which like when I saw that, I was like, chills. That is awesome. Yep. I love that entrance. But
I was watching old episodes of New Japan this week, and they had Nakamura on there.
Yeah. But my first Nakamura match that I saw was him against Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom 9, which was the main event. It was an amazing match. So I totally have to agree with you. Like, you put New Day at WrestleMania on there, and honestly, I drew a blank on what to add. I was just like, yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I put Nakamura, but then I looked at the list. I was like, oh, New Day, WrestleMania. And it brought me back, and I was like, yeah, that was a lot of fun. We were sitting in your living room watching that and having fun.
Yep.
So that was really cool. So I totally agree with you. New Day, WrestleMania, best entrance of the year.
All right. So how are we going to acknowledge this on this little list? We bolding this? What are we doing?
Bold it. You might have to do it on the computer. It might be easier. Best in-ring moment.
Best in-ring moment. So this is it is what it is. It's what happened in the ring.
Something that happened in the ring, not backstage.
But in the ring moment. So I had, all right, we'll read over these and we'll read into your correction. My best
out of the ring moment would be Sin Cara beating up Chris Jericho.
Backstage. I would have said The Miz and his first breakdown.
No, Sin Cara.
But Sin Cara yeah, wins. That's great.
Sin Cara is like the Russell Crowe of the WWE.
Fuck,
just,
right?
Just wants to fight. He just wants to
fight everybody.
It's South Park.
So the best in-ring moment nominees are AJ wins clean over Cena at SummerSlam, but you said no, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Low blow.
Yeah, he did. I think, let's say without help. AJ wins with without no help.
He did low blow Cena.
Shane O'Mac dives off the cell. Triple H turns on Seth. KO wins Universal title. AJ wins the WWE title. Adam Cole joins the Bullet Club. Kyle O'Reilly defeats Adam Cole. And Sexy Star wins the Lucha Underground title.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are some pretty good moments,
technically,
man.
Technically, Shane O'Mac shouldn't be on this list.
It's in a match, so that's why we're counting it, smartass, because it wasn't in a ring. It was outside of the ring. Technically, when he jumped, you could consider him being in the ring, because maybe he was over. No, he was out of the side of the bathroom.
He was outside. Yeah. It was on top of the cage.
So I'm going to strike Shane O'Mac from this list.
Not at all, because honestly, that is the best in-ring moment of the year.
You think so?
I have to say. I wasn't even looking forward to that match. That match, to me, exceeded my expectations. Granted, it wasn't. I'm not going to sit here and say match of the year, blah, 17 right. stars. Dave Meltzer, suck my dick.
But, he might if you tweeted to him.
Yeah. He will if it's the Young Bucks. But
fuck yes, he will. But Meltzer, no, driver.
Like, I think as far as like being shocked and not expecting anything and being like, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. He did it, and he almost killed himself. But how crazy is that? Shane O'Mac did that move. And like walked like immediately after and like lived to tell about it.
Right.
But Roman Reigns spears the bejesus out of him. We haven't seen him since.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We have not. Have we not seen Shane since?
Since that happened, no.
It's just been Daniel. Because
he got knocked out.
It's just been Daniel
since. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think
about it.
You know,
think about it.
I walked into this wanting to make a strong argument for AJ winning the WWE title. And I think if the name of this, if this was feel-good moment of the year, not best moment of the year, or best in-ring moment, I would go for AJ Styles because it's more...
Which one gave you the fuzzies?
It's a vindication for AJ, you know?
No, it is.
He was always the big fish in the little pond when he was in the indies and stuff, and no one ever gave him well until he shows up in WWE. Well, he showed up in WWE, and he's had the title since he showed up, essentially. And
yeah, he's only been without it for like a few months.
Yeah, he's the face now. He is the new John Cena, whether we want to recognize that or not. And that's what that feud is being built around right now between him and John Cena. So I walked into this wanting to fight for that and make that. But I mean, I can't argue with Shane O'Mac. Like that, I mean, Adam Cole joining the Bullet Club was amazing to me. Like, that was such a shocking moment. We both sat there and watched that as it happened, I think.
That was pretty rad.
That was in the world's biggest super
Cole Cabana versus
party.
Yeah, Cole Cabana versus Jay Lethal for the title.
You remember lights went out and Cole shows up with a Bullet Club shirt and he's just doing the guns to both of them.
Guns, yeah.
Fuck, man. Like,
that's good.
No,
go with your gut.
I'm so torn between. I mean, the only thing with Shane O'Mac is, yes, it was shocking, but we expected it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's Shane.
But this isn't shocking of the year.
You're
this
right.
Is his best in ring.
I think for me.
Do whatever you want.
For me, I'm going to go with Adam Cole.
Nice.
Like, I really want to go. Like, my top three are AJ, Shane, and Adam Cole. Those are my top three moments for sure. But I think I've got to go with Adam Cole joining the Bullet Club.
I am picking Shane, but the same as Shane, AJ, and then Adam Cole.
It was just such a badass moment, and it didn't happen in WWE. Like, it made waves, and a lot of people were excited about it. And then not even to mention the next night, or was it not next night or two nights later, Adam Page joins the Bullet Club.
Yeah, Hangman Adam Page.
Yeah, and that's when they hung
Jay Lethal.
Lethal, and they cut his hair, didn't
shaved
they?
Shaved his head.
Yeah. So that's not even, that's burying the lead almost with the Hangman, but I think I'm going to go. I mean, as cool as Sexy Star winning the Lucha title is, it's still there.
It's great, but I mean.
It's great for that show, but I mean.
Yeah.
In the broad spectrum of it. Yeah, so I think we're settled. You're going with Shane O'Mac. I'm going with Adam Cole.
Shane.
So next is debut/return of the year.
We got a shitload of people on this list. We got AJ Styles debuting in WWE. We're going on a year of AJ Styles.
There's a lot of debuts this year.
Goldberg returning. Cody Rhodes in New Japan Pro Wrestling. The Club. Cedric Alexander. Shinsuke Nakamura. Austin Aries. Bobby Roode. Sanity, a.k.a. Eric Young. Moose. Mike Bennett. Shane O'Mac coming back. Mickie James. And Maya added in list.
La Luchadora.
La Luchadora.
If you notice, I think I added her in a couple other times later.
I think you did, yeah.
So as you're reading those out, I deleted one.
Yeah,
I deleted Cody.
You took out Cody.
Yeah, because we got the announcement of Cody in New Japan, and I typed that in there and didn't even think about it. Cody's debut wasn't until this week. It was technically 2017.
It was technically today.
Yeah, it was today, right?
Yeah. Today of the recording.
Yeah, I guess we can't necessarily
consider
that.
Sorry, I just blew everybody's
ear. Was that going to be your answer anyway?
No.
God, there's a lot of good ones. Like Bobby Roode and Austin Aries. Shinsuke is huge.
Shinsuke is huge, but I have to go with AJ Styles.
I thought you were going to pick Goldberg.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We all know I'm the hugest Goldberg mark.
Shut up, man. Yeah, definitely.
Mom.
AJ wins this, hands down.
Hands down.
I mean, the mark out moment. Were you here? Were we watching that?
We were here watching it together.
Yeah, together.
We were holding hands, and it's like, no, they don't want.
I remember my wife looking at us like we were fucking morons, because the way we marked out over AJ Styles.
It was pretty nice.
But it was
pretty nice.
Like, nothing. Like, all of these are great. Like, Sanity and Eric, that reveal of Eric Young and Sanity
was
a great moment.
It was good, yeah.
Moose showing up, Mike Bennett. The Shane O'Mac moment was awesome. Having Shane O'Mac show back up on Raw. Hell, my wife called it.
I think we're missing somebody from this list. And I just, because it was kind of a debut.
Who's that?
Broken Matt Hardy.
I guess that was a debut.
Because it's
Broken
a
Matt.
New character.
And it would be considered a return, because remember, after he got hurt, he left and came back. So it could have been considered a return.
No, I'm going AJ Styles.
But yeah, AJ Styles, like that.
To that rant.
I think I sent it to you a while back. There was reaction videos with AJ.
Dude.
And it's just cool watching them. Everybody try to figure out that music.
I think you could hear every wrestling fan in Roswell. I mean, in the city.
All of
living.
Us pop a boner at the same
Everybody
time.
Everybody was like, what?
It's like do you remember the early episode?
You're like, that guy's watching wrestling.
Right?
Let's go be friends.
Season two of Family Guy, where Peter was at the Renaissance Fair and he's going against Will Ferrell as the Black Knight.
Yeah.
And more, the Maid Marian walked by and with her breast out. And
everyone
hear their boners hitting. It's all ding, ding, ding. Ding and you just hear more ding.
Yeah, more goes, ding.
So I feel like that was the reaction to AJ Styles. You just hear everybody's ding moment.
Ding.
Because I mean, we all had the same thing. I think we knew it was AJ.
Yeah.
Because we expected him. We knew the rumors.
We knew there were the talks. Yeah.
But
runner ups are like Nakamura.
Nakamura is probably number two on that list. Club.
Yeah.
Club's got to be in the top five.
Club's up there. I like
Cedric Alexander wasn't a surprise by any means,
no.
But it's just the crowd reaction that followed after that made it such a memorable debut, because they were out there chanting, please sign Cedric.
And then, yeah.
And you gotta, Triple H had to come out and acknowledge it.
Like, all right, we will. We'll get it done.
Yeah. La Luchadora, though, man.
Killing it.
Debut and return. So we got two La Luchadoras this week.
Yeah, we did.
Alexa Bliss in one, and then I guess Deanna, your wife again, Deanna Purrazzo.
Oh, Deanna.
Oh, Deanna Purrazzo.
I think she's a great wrestler, and yeah, I'm just a big fan of hers. I don't want to be that typical, like, she's hot, take your clothes off.
You know who wasn't on this list, though?
I don't want to be like that. I'm not that guy. I really like Deanna, and it totally helps that she's drop-dead gorgeous.
So I guess we'll have an honorable mention, because you know who's not on this list? Roddy Strong.
Oh, yeah, Roderick Strong. You know what? I kind of feel like they're kind of lost with what they did with them in NXT, because he's a top name. And we're going to go off a little bit, but he's a top name in NXT, and I feel like they should be pushing him. Like, hey, it's Roderick Strong, because it's like we booked him in a few matches. He's lost a tag match. He lost in the qualifier or the Fatal 4-Way. And
I think you'll probably see a big push for him with certain guys like Joe Lee.
I think, yeah, and when Bobby Roode, you know, I think once Bobby Roode wins the title, maybe Roderick Strong does a babyface turn and they push him to the moon once somebody like Nakamura leaves.
Roode and
because
that could be your future feud right there.
Look at who we have on NXT roster now. We have a lot of these great indie guys there, and we're gonna have to move Nakamura to the top, you know, to the main roster sometime soon.
The time
to do that will be when he loses to Bobby Roode eventually. I think that's gonna happen. And so who's gonna take his place? You know, we have this great, great talent, Roderick Strong, and me and you have seen him.
And we're possibly losing Austin Aries. Yeah. Austin's probably going to the to the cruiserweights.
And rightfully so. I think Austin Aries should be on Raw. He should definitely.
You imagine?
Be on the
roster. Jesus Christ! I've got chills right now thinking about watching a match between Neville and Austin Aries.
I just heard the table go ding
ding. So moving on, breakout or breakaway star of the year. So I listed it as breakaway star. We talked about making this like most improved.
Yeah.
But I listed it as breakaway. So to qualify for this is just someone who's had a banner year and made something, or someone who's made a change and had a banner year.
Also, Breakout is a great Foo Fighters song.
Yes, absolutely.
And Breakaway is a great Kelly Clarkson song.
Look at you. Yeah. Full circle there.
I got both albums.
So his nominees are Cody Rhodes, The Machine, Cage, Kenny Omega, Marty Scurll, Will Ospreay, Alexa Bliss, Ricochet, and Eli Drake.
I gotta go.
Dummy.
I gotta go with Eli Drake.
Are you really?
Yeah. I feel like
I kinda figured when you added his name in there.
Yeah. I would have picked Alexa Bliss, and I love what she's done.
Right.
I think she's done a great job. She's improved greatly in my eyes.
She was drafted on the after show, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was on the after show, and I feel I'm a little bit biased picking Alexa Bliss because I've always liked her. I liked her since she was the little ice princess back in NXT. Like, I always thought she was really cute. She had that in-ring presence already.
Mm-hmm.
Turning her heel was the greatest decision ever made because she is so good at being that natural
heel. Absolutely,
she is. And so I am a little biased because I'm already a huge mark for Alexa Bliss, but I already knew about her. Somebody who I didn't know was Sean Ricker, a.k.a. Eli Drake.
Right.
And seeing Eli Drake kind of just come into his own and just really, really did, like, just got over by himself.
Yep.
Doing his own thing. Granted, he was, like, who did he come in? Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
He was, like, one of Drew McIntyre's little sidekicks at first and then turned and just
he was a nobody when he first came in.
Yeah, just did this, like, great character, like, change into the Eli Drake that he is now, into hosting his talk show and coming up with a catchphrase which sticks in your head and you say it over and over. Yeah, dummy. People say it in the crowd. That's something that people crave.
It was the classic taking chicken shit and turning it into chicken salad
situation. Even more than just that, I feel like if you can get the crowd to say something that you say,
yep,
dude, you're over. Like, I think Eli Drake's going to – he's obviously a future TNA world champion.
And I was torn – my top three in this one were Eli Drake, Kenny Omega, and Alexa Bliss. And you make – and we talked about this when I first told you the format we were going to start taking on this one.
Eli Drake.
Is if we could come to a consensus, we would come to a legit number one. But if we just could not agree, we would go with separate picks. I think you make a great argument for Eli Drake, and it's very persuasive.
You make a great argument.
And
I'm just going to go through your things.
You kind of swerved me a little. I'm going with Eli Drake.
Oh, really? Man. Wow, yeah. Cool.
He was in my top three. I just really didn't know who to pick going into this. And a lot of these, I don't really have a solid as we go into it and we discuss it. I was hoping our discussion would help lead to that. And that's the whole reason why I did this way, so we could have a little bit more of a discussion with it. But I see, you know, he was a nobody. When he came in, like, he was just there.
Yeah, we didn't know. Like, he was there with, who was he there with?
It took me a while to remember his name because they didn't bring him in a way that you would remember.
I feel like
him.
The guy that that went in, like, was his tag partner.
For it was. Even there and anymore, I can't right? even remember who the hell it was that he came in with.
Isn't that crazy?
But he has made, I mean, he was feuding against EC3. He was in world title pitchers. He was the King of the Mountain champion. He earned every bit of what's going on, and he is a guy that could easily, he's one of the best on the mic. If yeah. we were given an award for best on the mic, like, he would probably win that as well. He's a guy that could transition out of that company and go to WWE and not have any issues. He's got a great physical ring presence. He's great on the mic. He's a quick thinker. He's great, man. I agree with you. Ricochet was on this list. He actually won last year as Prince Puma. But he's gone out as Ricochet this year, and he's been everywhere. That's the reason him and Will Ospreay were on this list, is you just, anytime you pulled up something wrestling-wise, they were in every GIF, every wrestling-related GIF, it felt like. So I guess most household name, or newest household name would have been Ricochet, right? Yes. Will Ospreay.
Yes.
So underrated Vader. Or worst booked, Vader, right? So, most underrated or worst booked? Cesaro was our winner last year.
Yeah.
Hands down, Cesaro. This year, we have Cedric Alexander, Apollo Crews, Kurt Hawkins, and Baron Corbin.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I added Baron Corbin late to this list. He's not my winner, but I felt like we needed to add him to the list to just mention because he's improved immensely since he's come up.
Easily.
And watching him on SmackDown against Dolph Ziggler this week, the guy deserves, you know, now 2017 has changed for him and he's getting a little bit better booking, it seems like, so far. But last year, I don't think they knew really what to do with him.
No, they brought him up to the main roster and just like, what do we do with you?
Big guy. Oh, and you just typed in Carmella. Yeah. Yeah. I could agree with that as well. Did you catch Corbin's new entrance video?
No, did they finally change
it? So as he comes out, like, it's the spotlight as it was.
Uh-huh.
And instead of just having the Lone Wolf logo in the background, there's a wasteland city. It looks like a post-apocalyptic city. And as he starts walking out, this black, like, cloud or ooze comes over everything. And as he's walking down, the black is following him.
I'm down with oozes.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
I'm down with oozes.
I'll show you before you leave. Like, it is... he's got entrance of the year for this year, just nice. In that. It's very fucking creative, and I like what they did with it. You're right. Carmella is not being booked very well.
Why
at
is she,
all. So is she face again now? Now that
you know
she's siding with...
You have to take that off, actually, because that just started happening. She was booked relatively well being drafted. I mean, they put her into a program with Nikki Bella.
I think it took them a minute to hit the ground running. So you're talking about stuff with Ellsworth this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her. She has to, like, you know what's hilarious?
Carmelsworth, they were calling it. Carmelsworth.
So she's paired with, you know, Rinky Dinky James Ellsworth.
And she's face, I guess, now.
And then in real life, she's with Cass. So she goes from, like...
How you doing?
She goes from Ellsworth... which is hilarious, and to Cass, which I feel like Ellsworth himself has, like, even talked about is having his family, like his wife and kids, back home.
I think it's funny, like, the doofy role that they're playing with him. He's all, me, follow you, ring. Now, I sit with, I do good job.
Paula Cruz is my...
Touch self.
No, wait, no. Kurt Hawkins. Kurt Hawkins is my worst
booked. Worst booked.
Worst booked.
I really want to say Apollo Cruz. Because they brought him up, and they mishandled that bring up, and they've done absolutely nothing with it since.
Paul De Cruz is my Intercontinental Champion on 2K17. Just throwing that out.
Good
there.
Job, man. Good on you. Yeah. Ah, damn it. We're not gonna. Well, we've got a lot going on tonight. So Matt and I have plotted out doing some Royal Rumbles and posting them. And this all my whole idea for this came because we were at work and there was nothing going on. So we watched a 30-man Celebrity Battle Royal, in which Predator won. Nice. Predator through. It was down to Predator, Santa Claus, and Vacant were the last three. But they had like Justin Bieber and shit like that.
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black. But we talked about doing the same thing. We definitely will probably do one, at least a simulation like we did last year.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Braun Strowman won ours last year because we downloaded a creator wrestler that was a 99 overall.
And he might just win it this year in real life. Yeah, you got to put the, you got to bring the Xbox in here and get it hooked up.
Absolutely, we will.
And are we, do you have a camera? Are we going to be live streaming like our faces?
We should.
Yeah.
I'll have that set up.
I think that's a great idea.
I want to say Apollo Crews, but they've at least given him chances and stuff. They've done shit with him, but I haven't seen shit of Kurt Hawkins since he debuted. Like they had him come out a time or two and then nothing.
Nada.
So I agree with you. The worst booking has got to be the mishandling of Kurt Hawkins. I mean, they posted vignettes of him. They had him coming back. They made it a big deal. They had Zack Ryder doing his entrance for him and nothing. So, I agree. Kurt Hawkins is our worst booked, most underrated wrestler. Our most overrated wrestler of the year.
Yes.
James Ellsworth, Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, and Braun Strowman. It's got to be James Ellsworth, right?
Ellsworth, easily.
I mean, Goldberg, if he's in the company, he obviously is being nominated for most overrated, right?
Of course.
And Brock Lesnar, this has just not been a good year for him. He's been extremely hyped, and he's been put in some not necessarily the best matches. Now, granted, that match with Goldberg was... you're starting a live video?
I did a live video.
Yeah, I just got the notification.
Sorry.
That's funny.
Did an Instagram live, so...
Dickhead, you're like secretly posting me live, huh?
Yeah, doing it.
And then Braun Strowman... I would say up until the last month, he's been extremely overrated. But they're at least kind of doing something now. It's getting a little old, the stuff with him and Sami Zayn. Because why the hell would you keep asking for punishment, you know? Yeah. Like, that was a legit story where they should have been able to write him off and put him back on SmackDown.
Who's our whole list of nominees again? I have the...
Braun Strowman, Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, and James Ellsworth. Like, I, part of me hates the fact that we're even giving James Ellsworth any credit.
I don't. Braun Strowman's there doing his own thing. I'm not the biggest fan, so I'm not going to say Braun Strowman. Ellsworth, it's not like he's winning titles, so I'm okay with Ellsworth not being named this.
Oh, damn. I'm going to go change it.
So, I got to go with John Cena here.
Are you seriously? No, I was like, holy shit, you're adding one.
No, it's. I think Brock Lesnar's technically would have to be him, but I feel like it's kind of just, he's like the result of just over-exaggerated booking.
So I'm going to show you something.
They've built this monster in Brock Lesnar, like this unstoppable beast, and then, you know, along comes Goldberg, which I think Goldberg should, you know.
So Goldberg's our most overrated.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman's Tinder.
Ooh, he has a Tinder.
Yeah, and I'm going to share this on the Twitter.
That's live?
Someone came across Braun Strowman's Twitter.
I like lifting weights.
6'8", 375 pounds.
I like lifting weights and eating steaks. Wow.
And he's described as a country boy.
I can't believe somebody found that.
That's yeah, I saw it on UpRocks today. I snapped that screenshot. I was like, okay, I'm going to trim that down. We'll share it on the Twitter and Facebook because it's... gold. It's just gold.
Friend of the podcast, JT Grasby, just followed us on Instagram. And he wrote, I'm going to reshare this because I think it's hilarious. He took a picture. He screenshotted Mick Foley, his new haircut.
Yeah.
And said, can someone start a GoFundMe to find Mick Foley's missing mouth?
Right? Right?
I got to reshare that now.
Yeah, share that. So we're going Goldberg. I agree.
I can't share it because... he's private, so.
Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar are just kind of the victims of circumstance, but Goldberg has always been kind of overrated.
Fine, Jason.
Sorry. He's always been the big fish. I mean, what have they always said? That he was, it's easy to be the best when you're among the worst.
Yeah.
His run in WWE originally wasn't good. Now, granted, the hype around that match was great, but. That's not in-ring prowess. That's booking that made him look great. booking that match as short as it did is what made him look as cool as he did. Booking him in a Royal Rumble where he doesn't have to carry anything is what's going to make him look good in a couple weeks. Booking is the only thing that's helping him out. And when that's what you have to rely on, you're obviously overrated.
Overrated. Clap.
Best show. So this is the best weekly show that's put on. Our nominees are NXT, SmackDown Live, and Lucha Underground. SmackDown Live, right? Like, that's my hands down, SmackDown
Since
Live.
Since it's been SmackDown Live, yes, SmackDown Live.
Now, I mean, they've made such a big impact over, no pun intended.
On Pop?
Yeah, impact on Pop. Over the last few months that I think they can be considered to win it for the year. So I'm saying SmackDown Live. They've been consistently good since it switched over.
I agree.
So that's
Lucha Underground is pretty good, but I feel like...
It's always pretty good. NXT and Lucha Underground is where, you know, it boils down to. I think last year you picked Lucha, I picked NXT.
Yeah.
We may have both picked Lucha. I'm not sure.
I told you to shut up.
So best special event, NXT TakeOver Dallas, Ring of Honor, Global Wars, Total Nonstop Deletion, and I listed the CWC because I think as long as that was, it can be considered a special event.
What were all the SmackDown pay-per-views?
Because
all of them.
TLC?
All of the SmackDown events.
There was only two, wasn't there? There was TLC.
Backlash.
And Backlash.
And, Boner Jams.
Boner Jams. Yeah, I think we only had TLC and Backlash.
Really? I feel like we have had a lot more.
No, because the brand Backlash. Backlash was the first one after the brand split.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we went into Raw did Hell in a Cell, and then we had Survivor Series, and then we had TLC.
All right.
All right. And you're like, fuck you. You got any others you want to add to it?
No, I can't think of any off the top of my head, because I'd be like, what was the match card? Pull it up on Wikipedia. Let's read that for 30 minutes.
As long as you're reading out loud.
That's what I do. I mean,
what are you going with on this one?
Fucking, that's what I do when I look at Wikipedia. You know, I was pulling up logos and I was building my NXT pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. It fucking took me 2 hours to do that shit.
I saw you were making your Matt Storm logos.
I played? Zero.
Yep.
Thanks. You just fucking make it on the fucking game.
That's why lately I haven't make it on the fucking game. That's why lately I haven't played WWE, because when I pull it up, I just fucking sit there and dick around doing creative shit or like adjusting my rosters.
You know, to be honest, that's why I got the game. I could give a shit less about playing fucking matches. I just want to make shit. And it takes me so fucking long to make something. I'm like, I don't have time right now. I have a newborn. I'd be 3 months old. It's shit, man.
And the game's just calling you,
and
isn't it?
I'm playing, and he's like crying, and I love my kid. I'm going to
Yo, not now. I got to make TakeOver Dallas.
I'm like, I'm doing the colors. Oh, no. And, yeah, just
make your own goddamn bottle.
Make the goddamn arenas, man.
Yeah.
And I like there are some good ones in the creative custom or community creations. But fuck, man, I'm meticulous as shit, and I like to have stuff like looking exactly the way it should be. And if you make a fucking arena with the thing and it says like, oh, it's NXT Dallas, but it says it's NXT from fucking Phoenix, I'm going to be losing my shit.
Was NXT in Phoenix?
No, I think, no.
Now I'm hurting your head.
I got to go with CWC. That was a lot of fun to watch.
Right back into it, man.
Oh, God.
Right back into it.
Yeah, it's been a rough 2 days for me. And I got to give a shout out to Mountain Dew Black Label for keeping me sane.
Are you sure they're keeping you sane?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what's going on.
I got to agree. It was the first one I put on there, and it was hands down my winner. I only put a couple others just to discuss them. Total Nonstop Elysian was good, but it wasn't number one.
I like to see WC a lot because it had a nice build to it. It was almost like we had like a, because the shows are each an hour long and it built up to this great event.
Yep.
And the CWC final was an amazing event.
We could possibly this time next year when we're running through them, we could have the same conversation about the UK tournament.
Was it Team DIY versus TM61? Is that the tag match we had?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, God damn, that absolutely tag match was. Seriously. Like to think like the talent that we had in the CWC.
Holy shit, right?
Like it was amazing. And to think in 2 weeks time we're gonna have this UK title tournament, and that's gonna be a lot of fun.
I know.
And who's in the, like, That could be very well our match, our shows of the year next year.
Absolutely, and that's what I was getting at. Is we could next year we could have the same conversation
and
regarding.
Shit, man,
UK
I still have Wrestle Kingdom 11 to finish. Like, there's like 14 hours. It's like fucking Lord of the Rings for wrestling.
I texted you today. You said you were going to try to watch it. I said, "How long is it?" You said, "It's a fucking joke, right?" It's Wrestle Kingdom.
It's Wrestle Kingdom, dude. Oh my god, I fucking love it because I woke up this morning and
you have not dropped this many F-bombs in an episode ever. I love
first,
it.
It's first of the year. And
it's a new year, new Matt.
You know, I'm really looking forward to where this show's going. And that's not being sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic whatsoever. I think 2017 is going to be a great year for the show. So I wake up this morning. I'm like, Wrestle Kingdom. Got to watch it. And it was still being uploaded because it took so goddamn long. Yeah. And it's up there, and Access is going to be showing you.
That's how I'm
going to
watch
it. You brought
it
up before we started recording, and Access is going to be
starts on the 14th.
Yeah, which is amazing. They're going to be showing Wrestle Kingdom
in four episodes,
not last year's, this year's, which is
four episodes.
Awesome.
And they just signed on for 50 more episodes
on Access.
On Access,
great. Which one did you pick? Which show did you pick?
I'm agreeing. CWC.
Yeah,
it was my first one to put on there. So match of the year.
I want when you watch Wrestle Kingdom, you're gonna have to like remember, like, oh my god, this
I'm gonna
is
take
because what I've watched like 2.5 hours so far.
It's a blur,
I
right?
I missed the big or I had to skip a chunk because I wanted to watch the main event before I came here to do the show because literally like, it's 4.5 hours long and like it's so good, like I want to watch it all. Like my favorite match so far is Okada and Omega, of course, and that was a 48-minute match. Minus entrances, like think about it. It's great. And my other favorite match so far is Tiger Mask versus Tiger Dark.
Yep.
And that's promoting a goddamn cartoon in Japan.
Yep. Hey, did you shared it? It's funny because you tagged your brother in it, yeah. And I was getting ready to tag you. And fucking Tekken 7 has New Japan.
I shared it on the podcast page.
Yes.
Tekken 7 will be having Bullet Club
and New Japan shirts
and New Japan shirts in the video game. King, who's a wrestler, and I'm throwing down my eyeglass rag because it's so awesome. And
I'm pretty jazzed for Bullet Club merchandise in a fighting game. That's so fucking cool.
It's really neat. That was cool. Like they showed the bandana and then the shirt.
Yeah,
it was badass.
I thought that was cool. So fuck. I thought it was fake.
You know what's great?
And
it's
like, oh my god,
it's
this
the
is real.
Idea of like, hey, obviously we can't be a part of a real wrestling game,
right?
Let's sign with the video game. Well, I think. I don't even know who does Fire Pro anymore, right? Because it's what been like.
But it never had legit names.
Yeah,
or
it never had legit names. None of it was ever legit.
But goddamn,
it's
so good.
That's cool. Like, it's really neat. That's like I don't know. Playing.
When they showed the motion capture, like for some of the clotheslines and shit. I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. So match of the year: Sami Zayn versus Nakamura, DIY versus Revival, best 2 out of 3 falls. Cedric Alexander versus Kota Ibushi, Bullet Club, the Bucks and Adam Cole. Versus Matt Sydal, Will Ospreay, and Ricochet, or AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura from New Japan, beginning of the year, before they ended up.
Oh, wow.
I added that. That was a last-minute one that I added before they both ended up in WWE in January. They did have one match against each other.
Now that I'm thinking about that match again, I'm going to exit out for like a minute
and go beat
to the bathroom, and I'll be right back.
Is that your winner?
Pause this real quick. And I'm back.
So that was a hell of a match, right?
Yeah, I feel a little tired.
Right.
But
I could take a nap now and eat, maybe.
You get pizza?
I do.
I saw that you made veggie stew.
I did.
You know, Styles and Nakamura, this is a great match, an amazing match, and both a great farewell match for both of them. I think it's cool that you have 2 Nakamura matches on here. Ospreay and Ricochet killed it.
Well, that Sami Zayn and Nakamura match, like.
Yeah, that Bullet Club.
Went on forever, it felt like.
Man.
In a good way.
Yeah. You know, but as far as emotion and being hyped for a match, I have to go with DIY versus the Revival.
God damn it, so do I.
Yeah.
I had so much fun in that match.
That's great.
That match I enjoyed so much. And when we watched it, like I said the same thing about Sami Zayn versus Nakamura. I'm like, fuck this match of the year. This is hands down match of the year. Mark it, remember it. This is going to be match of the year. And then DIY versus Revival in the best 2 out of 3. I'm like, okay. Okay, this is top to that. This is match of the year. I knew coming into this that that's what I was going to pick. And, I mean, we've got some great contenders on there. Cedric Alexander versus Kota Ibushi. I mean,
jeez.
Oh, my
jeez.
God. I would say DIY versus Revival, and then probably Sammy and Nakamura, and then Cedric is my number 3.
Yeah.
But God, DIY versus Revival. And that's a match that some people have shit on. And some people have said, I don't know. It's just more that I loved that fucking match, man. That match, that pay-per-view, I wasn't, or that event, I wasn't quite as into. But that match, I was. That match, I enjoyed the shit out of. Tag Team of the Year. New Day, DIY, The Revival, American Alpha, and The Young Bucks.
Who had a better year than The Young Bucks?
New Day, possibly.
New Day.
New Day was our Tag Team of the Year last year, too.
You left off Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy. But
I wanted to put them, but that storyline revolved.
Whoa, Satan's here.
Right? Whoa. It's one of the seven deities.
Going on.
I wanted to put him, but I felt that storyline revolved more around him versus Matt for the most of it, and then they came together towards the end. They were more known for not necessarily being a tag team together as much as they were just brothers throughout that story.
Young Bucks.
You going Bucks?
I'm going Bucks. You're going New Day.
I don't know, man.
You're going with Cesaro and Sheamus.
I am going Cesaro and Sheamus.
You're going with The Revival.
I kind of want to go DIY, man.
Just said all these names. Just
like, DIY kind of...
Say them all. Do it. The Bella Twins.
The Bella Twins. Absolutely. The Vaudevillains.
Oh. They weren't even a tag team, now that I think about it. The belt, this was... No. 2016 was the year where Nikki and Brie Bella...
Nikki was hurt up until after Mania. Then
they did not get the Russells the tag team of all 2016.
Brie's last match was at...
Brie immediately retired. So, yeah. That's insane.
So you're going Bucks.
I'm going Bucks.
I'm going New Day. I mean, breaking the record.
That's fine.
Bucks were my number two, and I forgot to put them on there. You ended up putting them on there.
Yeah, I saw the list, and I was like, I think he forgot.
Yep. Totally forgot.
You made the list, and you took charge, and you did a great job.
So I just fucking deleted them by accident.
Ugh! Moving on. Female Wrestler of the Year. Our nominees are...
Read them.
Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Sexy Star.
You just listen to the way you said sexy.
And La Luchador.
Yeah, that's where I put her back in.
Come on, guys.
La Luchadora, man. Hands down.
I'm taking her off.
Don't. Don't.
Done.
Don't.
Candice LeRae.
Nah, go ahead and take her off.
What happened?
Jesus Christ, what did you just do? Is there an undo button?
Yeah, oh my God, I accidentally pasted. Well, that was from earlier.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because I did an Instagram.
I didn't know if you had pasted something or deleted a bunch of shit. I was like, what the fuck happened?
That was weird. Why did it do that so fast? I didn't even see like a paste pop up.
Neither did I.
So blue, blah, 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 blue. Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch. Yeah, I gotta go with Charlotte, dude.
Yeah.
Like honestly, I wanna say Sasha Banks.
I wanna go with Becky.
I love Alexa and I love Becky, but who's the one that's breaking records? Who's the one 14-0 at pay per views?
Yep.
And you can't dispute the fact that her character is made to show up when it means something. And dude, she has a record that is like not even the guys have.
Yeah, there's nobody.
And that's fucking baller shit. Like, hell yeah, dude, that's good stuff. We can also make the case for Asuka, but I feel like as far as impact has happened, Charlotte.
Asuka's been kind of stale where she's at now. I feel like the only reason Asuka isn't on here is they haven't fed her a lot of competition to make her great.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we see that when they're bringing in Mickie James to face her. And no knock against Mickie James. They just don't have anybody in NXT that's a legit threat to her. So that's what kind of makes her character boring right now. But Charlotte.
You're boring.
Charlotte, definitely. Hands down, Charlotte wins this. And do we even need to read through all of these for Male Wrestler of the Year?
Who'd you pick? You picked Charlotte?
Yeah.
Good job. Male Wrestler of the Year. Our nominees are Matt Hardy, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, and The Miz.
I added The Miz last minute because I felt like it was a travesty that Miz was not listed on any of these, and there was really nowhere else to put him. But I felt like he just had to get mentioned what he did this year because The Miz is probably having, I would say, his year this year, in my opinion,
he's had a great year.
Is better than the 2010 year that he held the title.
Yeah.
I like what he did as the IC champion. He's found his niche in his character. He is, if we were saying best heel of the year, absolutely hands down is The Miz, with Owens as a close number two. But I wanted to get The Miz some recognition somewhere, so I added him back onto this list. But there's no fucking question in my mind that my male wrestler of the year.
Wait, we're going to say it at the same time.
One, two, three.
Jeff Hardy.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy. Broken Hardy. Fucking Matt Hardy.
Broken Matt Hardy.
Is our usually. 2016 male wrestler of the year. And do we even need to elaborate as to why? Like,
I think for the simple fact that he's been able to reinvent himself, absolutely. Come back completely new, and
he's really built a giant buzz not only for himself but that company.
He's put Impact back on the map.
Absolutely.
He's expanding the Ring of Honor. People all over the world are asking for the Broken Matt Hardy character to come. When he does interviews for podcasts, he does not break character.
Nope.
He is completely broken. And I think it's great. It's something that very few people can do. It's very method actor-ish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's amazing. I think it's a great job. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I'd be picking Matt Hardy as Wrestler of the Year. But by God, he deserves it. And congratulations, Matt Hardy. Because these Smarkies are prestigious awards.
You'll be receiving yours in the
mail. Not everybody gets them. And congratulations on your new child, which will be coming sometime in the near future.
I saw how they revealed, but what was the reveal?
Oh, I don't even remember.
But they revealed it via Volcano.
Yeah.
On the Hardy Complex.
Yeah, so congratulations on that. And Wrestler of the Year, hands down. Matt Hardy, man, killed it this year. Absolutely killed it.
I can't find the graphic, but while we were talking to Miz, I wanted to bring it up. I think it's the last 7 years? Last 5 years, I think. Since 2010, the last 5 years, Miz and Dolph Ziggler have been involved in the IC title match at SummerSlam for the last 5 years.
What about... Oh, at SummerSlam.
SummerSlam.
All right. Yeah. I believe that.
I saw the graphic, and I was like, holy shit. And I kind of went back and looked at it. I was like, they're right. At SummerSlam for the last, I think, and it may be longer. It may be going on 7 years. But it had been a while for, like, the last so odd years. Every match, somehow, The Miz and Dolph Ziggler have been involved.
How nuts is that, that they're just completely, like, reliable?
Right.
And can be called upon to do a great match.
Did you like Ziggler's breakdown this week?
Ziggler's heel turn.
Yeah.
Kicking Kleisto in the face.
I like that.
Yeah. Kick that Mexican in the head.
Whoa.
I'm Mexican. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, you can say that shit.
Let's go into questions.
You want to do questions? Yeah, and then we got some predictions to run through.
Oh, yeah.
Some bold 27.
Let's do bold predictions and then we'll do questions. Sorry.
You got a few?
I got a couple. I have them up on the Twitter.
You want to go one at a time? You hit one, I hit one. You hit one, I hit one.
Okay, bold prediction, yeah. 2017, Rusev will be Universal Champion.
I saw you... Universal?
Yep. Universal.
I saw you tweeted that. I can agree with that. I bet that would happen.
Okay. I tweeted this back on the 27th of December.
Yep. So. Not necessarily bold, but Taker retires. This is his last year.
Mike The Miz, or The Miz, sorry. I was looking at his Twitter account. Will be heavyweight champion once again.
I can agree with that. New Day's going to break up this year.
Okay. I am Jericho. I'm saying their Twitter names. Chris Jericho will finally win Money in the Bank.
I don't think that'll happen. You want to
know
why?
This is just bold.
You want to know why?
Why? He's not going to be at the pay-per-view?
Rumor is...
Or is the Money in the Bank going to
be a SmackDown-only pay-per-view?
Yeah, damn it.
Yep. Which is kind of weird to me. That seems like it should be both shows.
It should be both.
But early rumor is that Money in the Bank may be SmackDown.
That would suck. So I'm still claiming it.
I like that prediction.
It makes it even more bold.
He ends up on SmackDown?
Ends up on SmackDown.
What was the other one? Goldberg wins the Rumble.
Oh, I hate that one.
I don't want it to happen, but my original prediction to that was we're going to be disappointed with the winner of the Rumble.
Bold. Ronda Rousey will show up at SummerSlam.
At SummerSlam? Damn, you're putting that pretty far out, aren't you?
She's not coming. She's not coming at Mania.
Angle comes back before Mania.
Bold. I'm out of... I don't know. I think that's good. I think I'm good.
I'm trying to think. I said New Day breakup, right?
New Day breakup. Kurt Angle will be back.
Cena turns heel?
No. I don't think that's it.
I don't know, man. Like, he's still a main guy. Don't get me wrong.
They love that John Cena money.
People get excited to see him, but he's such an afterthought
bold
at this point.
Bayley wins the women's championship at WrestleMania 33.
I can see that. I dig that. I'm going with that. I like that.
And ends Charlotte's undefeated streak at the biggest stage of them all.
You predict seeing
boom
Ricochet in NXT?
Yeah, that has to happen.
So here's a bold prediction. NXT is a legit third brand by draft time this year.
That's bold. I could definitely see it happening.
And we see people being drafted to NXT.
I treat it like a third brand on.
You know, NXT will be in. And I mean, this is not necessarily as bold because Triple H has alluded to this being his future. He said on ESPN that he envisions getting John Cena or somebody drafted to NXT, seeing big names, not necessarily John Cena, he just uses that name out there, but seeing big names that you see on Raw available to go to NXT.
I think Cena does a lot for the company. Cena would do anything for the company, but I don't think Cena would ever go to NXT.
I think if they ended up as a legit brand, you could get him on there for one or two shows. I think
he's only showed up for one NXT, and it was before it was on a network.
Yep.
And it didn't go over very well.
But
it didn't.
I see them being a legit contender as a third brand before the end of the year.
I don't want him to hear me, but John Cena's appearance at NXT didn't go over very well.
Sucked. People booed him. He got booed a lot.
Don't tell John. But yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Anybody else? The Hardys?
That's some gold.
Phil Hardy gold. Show up some back bold. In WWE?
That's very bold, but I can see it happening.
I think it could happen. You think before Mania?
We got to pull some strings. But yeah.
You think we get Hardys versus New Day?
I would love to see that.
I think Club has the title before Mania.
Now that it's finally off New Day.
How weird is it that New Day's not even necessarily pushing? Like, they had their rematch on Raw, but they're not even really pushing further for it. They're just going into the Royal Rumble. That's what kind of leads me towards a breakup for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, questions.
Shield reunion in 2017?
Bold, but take it. I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
It'll happen at a... Like a
the next joint pay per view,
yeah.
If they're
the one after, well, dude, I could even see it happen at Mania.
I would say if they're all three in the Rumble, they're gonna work together somehow. But I don't know that we'll see Ambrose now that he has a title.
Yeah,
and that might be why Ambrose has that title. Is to keep
all Shield
out
members,
of the Rumble.
Or no, Seth doesn't have a title. Okay, the WWE missed a golden. This is from Tom. Did WWE miss? He wrote WWE. What I know what he's talking about. Did WWE miss a golden opportunity to run a New Year's Revolution pay-per-view this year? Yeah. No, because we had the Rumble. And I think you want to have a good build for the Rumble.
Yeah, I think they could have used New Year's Revolution but done it as
a
special event or something.
Are we not going to get like a Raw and a SmackDown pay-per-view in February?
We are. So we're getting Fastlane and Elimination Chamber, I think.
All right, so
because from what I understand, I guess Elimination Chamber is SmackDown and Fastlane is going to Raw, so we're gonna get both of those in February, and then March is just a month long build to the beginning of April.
Cool, I like it. Tom also took a picture of a WWE Zombies figure, and he said, "What is this noise?" Apparently, he hasn't seen the figures, he's been freaking out. And I just took a picture of your Undertaker.
Yeah,
I'm gonna send it to him.
Yeah, my kids got me that for my birthday. Did you see the Ninja Turtles ones?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
They're in a huge ass box. I went to Walmart and they only had one. It was Donatello as Taker.
Yeah,
and
you got it?
I'm broke as shit, so I'll probably pick it up.
She just told me I would have got it. I would have got it and dropped it off.
But it was pretty good. It looks pretty legit.
That's awesome.
I really want that Sting one. As
how much are they? Like $8?
$20.
What?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I don't blame you. Jeez.
They're pretty big, dude.
Oh, they're tall.
They're full on. Full size action figures,
8-inch, like yeah. 6-8-inch. Okay,
and they're
awesome.
Thick. They're like the box on them is bigger than the Hall of Fame or the
All right.
Elite boxes.
So they're 6 to 8 inches, and they're pretty thick.
Yeah, so. Let me see if I can. Hey now, let me see if I can pull a picture of something 6 to 8 inches, pretty thick. Yeah.
Google it. Type in 6 to 8 inches and thick. Okay. On that note, hey, remember, Mark, you can send us your questions by commenting. Oh, Jesus. This is the first show that
you already blew that.
I screwed the outro.
Start it again.
Remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're also more than welcome to follow our personal accounts as well. You can follow Jeremy at @jvader82. You can follow me at @mateo83. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. Send us your favorite wrestling-related memes. Ask some gorgeous questions. Go crazy. I'm about to cough. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. And if you're living on... Someone gets knocking on the damn door, and it's probably your dog. You could also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. If you're living off the grid and avoid social media altogether, you can still email us or write us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, an email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Hey, guys, if you shop through Amazon, use the Amazon link on provergamer.com. There, it's no extra cost, no hidden fees. I'm looking at Jeremy and trying to, like convince him of this.
Do it now!
But, he's well aware of the sponsor link. The show is brought to you by provergamer.com, and they are sponsored by amazon.com. So use amazon.com through provergamer.com, and that'll help us keep the lights on. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and provergamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star rating. Leave a funny review that I can read on the show while you're there at provergamer.com. You can check out other podcasts such as Trophy Horrors, Remember the Loot, PG Spoilers, and I think that's about it. Also, there's a plethora of game reviews and editorials. I got to make an edit to this outro because there's no longer a show on this list. Also, there's a plethora of game reviews and editorials. So make provergamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Jeremy knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy, and we'll catch you guys next time on The Smart Marks. Peace out.